Thank you, Joan. Thank you, all the poets who read, and thank you for everyone who hears today. I will be reading four pieces from my latest book, When the Trees Finally Testify, and one piece from a new manuscript. The first one is the title. It's called Testification of the Trees. The publisher thought that this would be a better title for the book, but whatever. Okay. The mossy oak will be the star witness when those who did the lynchings, whose time has come to stand at the entrance of those pearly gates. The Lord will raise his right hand and question, who will testify of this man's goodwill, of this man's humanity? The wind will rip through the moss, and the tree more ancient than Eden will stand to testify. I hear witness with blood dripping from the moss, with ropes grappling my branches, in the seams of fire around my trunk. I stand here to be a witness. Out of the deep fissures of the great oak's bark, the names will pour, slow and heavy. The weight of evidence will be pulled from the oak's roots. The sap will speak, we bear witness, O Lord, of this man's inhumanity. The roots will reach down yonder to those 805 steel columns in Montgomery, Alabama, where more evidence has been memorialized. The known and unknown names will rise up and speak of the inhumanity of this man. And God will raise his right hand, and the wind will be great, and the trees will be asked to speech, and the great oaks will rise, will not cry, but they will scream. Morpheus whispering. If a black body falls to the ground, doesn't make a sound. When a black body hits concrete, does it make a wave? Does its breath hold on till the last exhale is not enough to meet an inhale? Does the body fall like a Confederate statue? Or drop like a green trash bag filled with earthly belongings? Does the body, when it hits or drops to the ground, bounce? Does the entire body die at one time? Or do the legs tremble and create an intimate ceremonial dance and leave the torso behind? The arms, do they lurch up or forward in an attempt to hold on to life? When the body twitches, does that mean it hears the music? What kind of sound would a black body that falls to the ground that hits the concrete make? Could it sound bold, like mouths, lips meeting the mouthpiece? Black bodies do not die, but metamorphose into tunes played out loud in splashes of libation liquor. The next one is Death Doula Song. I wrote this one trying to ready myself for death. Sometimes we have to confront our own mortality, it's a little hard sometimes. And it opens with an epigraph. Dying has become foreign to us and is having some devastating effects because we don't know what death looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like. It has given rise to a lot of fear and anxiety. By Merriman Adardi, Death Doula. Death, we know, is an unknown but confirmed destiny. But if I could, let me be ready. I will want my home going, met with joy, with goodbye to this life and hello to home, with drums, with songs, with doulas that bring life into this world with warmth and guide you out with as much warmth. Light-scented candles fill the room with flowers and plants that emit fresh air. Fill the room with hums, with the music from the desert, from the forest, from the mountains, from the jungles, from the west to the north to the east to southern hemisphere, from the concrete streets. Sorry. From the concrete streets, from the forest to the mountains, from the jungles, from the east to the north, to the east to the southern hemisphere, from the green grassy plateaus, let the thunder, sorry. Talking about death can choke you. From the green grassy plateaus, let the thunder and lightning sing the chorus of my earthly life. Let the moon and sun carry me home, rub my body with my favorite scented oils, massage my face, my arms, my legs, my neck, this ritual. Loudly speak lines from my favorite poems, speak loudly lines of my poems that were my favorites. Words spoken out of mouths of family and friends to soothe my soul. Speak of this better place, a place of no pain, a place of peace, a safe place, a place where happiness jumps excitedly to greet me, a place where my language is that of all my ancestors. Finally, a place where I understand the songs coming off the waves of the Atlantic. Whisper to me what will be found in this paradise, the treasure that will be mine. You need to know so you too will be happy. Face me toward the sun. I was born under the sun sign. Let my rat body find home in its warmth. Allow the sins of my life to disintegrate out an open window as the sage burns. My last smells be of my mother's freshly baked cinnamon buns. This is not a death trip, but a pilgrimage to the promised land, that place I was promised. Send me in my death wrap of silks and soft cotton dyed in shades of purple, orange, yellow, and indigo. Wrap me from head to toe with cotton tassel ties at the head, waist, and feet. Let the hums of the end of the life doula weave with yours. Sing to me to that beautiful place. This is a prose piece called Down to the River to Pray for those who hold secrets, who hold on to others' pains, who dream of secret places where all pain is buried, for those who believe where no one else dares to open their eyes, for those who fight when no one dares to open mouths, for those who roam about the earth getting their souls dirty, for those who cannot swim well in some waters, for those who hold conversations with Bible trees, for those whose voices ride to cause, for those who know the secret language of the crows, for those who chase the sound of ocean waves and sit at the shores to listen to her stories, for those who birth lightning and thunder in great storms, for those who see the beauty in unknown power, and to those who rather be the storm than the petals on sunflowers. Okay, and this last piece is from a new manuscript. And when all is said and done, and we are done. This is after George Abraham's The Ghost of the Dead Sea Arising. All that talking, 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 and talking. And they talk, the talk to talk about talking to be talkers. They like to be talkers. Because they talk, and be talking to be the talkers, to be like they know what they are talking about. Talking to stall the future, to erase the past, or talk as though they was in the room making it happen. Like they talked themselves in the group who walked across the Pettus Bridge. They were talking when the bully clubs came down. They were talking and did not choke from the fire hose water or knee on the neck. No watery eyes as they talked through Ferguson's smog called tear gas. But they talked through tightly closed eyes, because all they do is talk. They talk and ignore the sounds of trees, of weather patterns, of rains, plants, insects, in the direction the birds fly. The voices blind the talking. Their talking voices are blind to the belief that their talk will change the world overnight into a futuristic planet of healthy water and clean air. They talk like the breath fuming out their mouths will clear the sky, and voila, we can see the stars again. Like they talk in protest, like they never tire of talking the talk that's supposed to free us, like the talk supposed to wrap our bodies in some verbiage, and we are now safe. Because the talkative and they, because that is all they are built to do is talk. Because the hot air that comes out their mouths when they talk will affect global warming. Something about talking will make it all right. They keep talking so much. So much. Stop. When will talk lead to fight, and not to do that flight thing? Stop the flight and stop and stand and turn and fight. When are they going to stop talking so much and stand and turn and fight? When are they going to stop worrying about the flight? We already know the eagle flies. The crow flies, the vulture flies, but the light is shining. When the light is shining, what they gonna do when the light stops shining? What they gonna do when the world is vile and dark, when the sun is nothing more than a fizzle, when the moon is nothing more than a dried out raisin? And they are still here talking. They still be the ones talking, and we sitting here in the dark, listening to empty words as they bounce off society's vacuum. They will still be talking. Everybody's scared to scream, shut the fuck up. But they talking, all that talking, they need a drink. But the children are dying from poisoned water and septic seeping into vegetables, yet they are talking about talking like talking is going to clean the water. We cannot drink like talking will eradicate the massive movement of violence and bullets. Talking does not save lives either. Talking breaks holes in the air and gives room for bullets to fly freely, and they pause and continue to talk, and they talk to talk, talking about talking. Be talkers. They like to be talkers because they are the gods that rule the earth. They talk that God is good stuff, yet they talk about corruption, that crime and punishment. They talk to the truth, the renovation of prisons for our children. They talk to talk over. Talk over, take over what is taught in our schools. Why are we still allowing these talkers to keep talking? Thank you.